Tavares, starting us off with More Than a Woman. KCPR 929 with the captain, and we've got something new from Van McCoy just prior to Studio 229. Gonna talk to the Prime Minister of Poly Royal right after this. You're my favorite fantasy. KCPR. That's Van McCoy. It's Favorite Fantasy, something new from him. Remember, he did The Hustle a few years back. Tavares before that with More Than a Woman from their Saturday Night Fever album. It really wasn't theirs. The Bee Gees kind of dominated that. America went on the Ventura Highway and Ambrosia in there with Nice, Nice, Very Nice. Many thanks to Kathy Spiernak, who stayed in a little bit later today, this morning, so I can race out and get the KCPR mobile units that you'll probably see some of KCPR's news people putting around in throughout this Poly Royal weekend. Coming up next here on the Captain Show is the Prime Minister of Poly Royal. This is for Studio 229. And, of course, all you people who come to the Graphic Arts Building today could take a glimpse yourself of the majestic studio we just lovingly call Studio 229, right across the hall here in the Graphic Arts Building. Graphic Arts Room, 229. Should be interesting. So they're all ready to go over there. And, Kevin, take it away.
Well, today on Studio 229, we'll be talking all about Poly Royal right after this.
Anthropologists tell us that prehistoric man started on all fours. For the sake of your health and well-being, the American Chiropractic Association recommends a spinal examination on a regular basis.
Well, hello and welcome to a Poly Royal edition of Studio 229. We've imported a little music there for a carnival effect. And today on Studio 229, we have the Prime Minister of Poly Royal, Chad Higginbotham. Chad, welcome to Studio 229.
Thank you, Kevin. It's my pleasure to be
Kevin.
Here.
It's Kevin. Chad, today you're going to be going over some of the festivities of this gala three-day event.
That's right. I have here the Mustang Daily Poly Royal Edition, which has not yet been released to the corporate public.
It's general public,
I Unless, think. Of course, you stole one out of the Graphics Arts Building, as I did. This morning, what I'd like to do is go over some of the highlights of the three-day Poly Royal with the help of the big MD here, and a piece written here on the event.
Well, Chad, give us your reaction on the piece.
Or how about a piece of the reaction?
Chad, just get on with it, please.
Oh, okay, got you in a bad mood. All right. In addition to the wonderful food that we're going to have, artichoke hearts, I noticed that, omelets, fish and chips, hamburgers, hot dogs, ice cream, and of course, good old all-American lemonade. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, in addition to the foods, the Poly Royal will also feature an intercollegiate rodeo, a tractor pull, departmental and instructionally related displays. I wonder if that intercollegiate rodeo means they're educated horses.
Yeah,
several concerts, athletic events, fashion. I look here on page 14 here, I see art and flower shows. There's a livestock showing too, a carnival, and a host of events for every member of the family. It's all right here, of course, in the Poly Royal edition of the MDD
Mustang
Daily.
Interesting, very interesting.
Of course it
to
is.
To think that in those four sections of ink and paper is everything connected with Poly Royal. In your very own hands is the publication that can tell you all you want to know about this weekend's activities.
Oh, no, wrong cow dung breath. I have here with me a Prime Minister's special Poly Royal activity announcement, and more importantly, a Poly Royal warning list.
Full of surprises, aren't you, Chad?
Oh, you've got to be. You've got to be. Friends, don't forget the highlight of the nighttime activities. No, I don't mean that sticky little disco dance or an illuminated rodeo. I'm talking about the annual San Luis Obispo Police Crash the Apartment Party. Yes, friends, at around 11 o'clock in any of the major apartment complexes in San Luis Obispo this weekend, look out for the men in blue and the riot gear as they enforce the new no more than four unrelated people at a party ordinance.
No kidding.
Oh, would I kid you, Ken?
It's Kevin.
Whatever. And now, folks, a safety tip that you should log in your old brain.
Yes.
Remember, folks, that if you have to drink, and by no means do we recommend or commend that lovable vice, do prepare yourself for the evening. Before you hit the town and it hits back, remember to drink two glasses of milk and eat a bowl of mashed potatoes.
What?
That's what I said, folks. A bowl of mashed potatoes and two glasses of milk. Not only does it coat your stomach, but it also doesn't stain your clothes when you regurgitate it. And remember this, friends. Don't yell fraternity in a crowded firehouse.
Moving right along, friends.
Remember, a lot of your wonderful paternal parents were coming up for the weekend this weekend. So, boys and girls, it's time to take down those lewd and artful sex foldouts that adorn your apartment or house. Time for a little drink water here.
Yes.
Ladies, don't forget to remove your mate's clothes out of the closet. No, and students, replace them with your senior picture that covered all your adolescent pimples when in high school, and that senior picture of Pop and you taking at Christmas. Oh, we're really drilling now, friends.
Just you, Chad.
Oh, yes, and dear friends, remember that most restaurants are taking reservations this weekend. So after a nice 2-hour wait to eat, don't have any reservations about skipping out without paying the check. Yes, friends, if some tourists ask you where the old mission is, tell them you have no idea, but you know where the new one is. Oh, and remember, we're all young again. Just a gentle reminder that there is no alcohol on Cal Poly campus, just in case Pop asks for a cold one. Remember, at Poly, no one is 21 years old. And that just about wraps it up, and I just hope you have a wonderful Poly Royal.
I think that certainly does wrap it up. That's it for Poly Royal Studio 229 Edition.
Oh, I'm out of breath.
Now back to the captain, if you'll pardon me.
Here on KCPR with Still the One. The Doobie Brothers before that with Taken Into the Streets. 15 before the hour of 10 o'clock in the morning, Friday morning of Poly Royal 1978. The captain going to be here with you till 12 noon. We've got Dave Curley and Paula Chambers out by the place where you're going to be starting off all the opening festivities of Poly Royal. And I'm going to bring him in right now for a quick little update of what's going on. Dave. Whoops.
Yeah, we're up in the University Union. Cal Poly Symphonic Band is in the background. Happy to notice. I'm up here with Paula Chambers, and we're getting a nice crowd on a beautiful Friday evening at Poly Royal event.
Beautiful day up here. It's getting really warm, really hot.
Band's going to keep on playing all the way until 10 o'clock with the opening ceremony for the 26th annual Poly Royal. Hard to begin, and we'll be back here in about 5 minutes for a brief account as to what is going to be happening at opening ceremonies on this Friday. And let's go back to the captain on your Poly Royal radio station, KCPR.
That's Head East, and they're coming to LA for a concert with Angel on May 6th, and we're going to send you there for a night on the town. Throughout the week, we here at KCPR will be giving away posters and the brand new Head East album called Head East. Keyboard player of Head East, Roger Boyd.
Roger Boyd of Head East, inviting you to call up and win.
Do it. By calling up and winning a poster or album, you will qualify for our drawing on Poly Royal Saturday for an evening on the town in Los Angeles with Head East.
Get up and enjoy yourself. Get up, get up, get up.
That's dinner in Head East, May 6th in Los Angeles, from your Poly Royal radio station,
KCPR, San Luis Obispo.
And with everything else that's going to be going on here at KCPR during the show, before 12 noon, we'll be giving away a Head East poster. And I just, as my squeaky chair will amplify, took a look up there, and there's one hanging on the wall. Very provocative, guys. You're going to come on in here and really like that one. Quick message for you. After your first day of Poly Royal activities, you're probably looking for something to do with all your friends, right? Well, the KCPR Boosters has just the thing for you and your friends. The KCPR Boosters will have many of KCPR's top DJs spinning records until 9 till 1 to Friday night of Poly Royal, which is tonight. If you haven't thought of what you're going to be doing that night, then plan on attending KCPR Boosters Poly Royal Disco Dance in the dining hall right by the snack bar on Cal Poly's campus from 9 until 1. The cost is only 50 cents per person, and a splendid time is guaranteed for all. Don't forget, tonight, KCPR's Booster Poly Royal Dance in the dining hall. Hope to see you there.
We'll be right back.
East, and I'm giving away a poster to the fifth caller here at KCPR. The number is 544-4640.
Pablo Cruz here on KCPR with A Place in the Sun. Been outside, you've probably seen just that place. 10 o'clock straight up here at Electric Light Orchestra. Before that was Sweet Talkin' Woman. Congratulations going to Chuck Garner, who won the Head East poster here at KCPR, and he'll be eligible for the major drawing that we're going to be giving away two tickets to the Head East concert down in Los Angeles, plus dinner. Should be a really good deal for him, and we'll have that drawing tomorrow, so should be a very interesting subject. Coming up here at KCPR, we've got some interesting news for you.
This hour of Pauly Royal programming made possible by a grant from Miller's Motorcycles and Vespa.
Pauly Royal, 1978.
Going on this hour, a film, The Boy King Tut, will be shown in Science North Room 201. On the library lawn will be an entertainment stage. Design Village continues in Pauly Canyon, and the obstacle course opens in the big gym. And this hour on KCPR, we'll be bringing you live coverage right after this announcement here of the opening ceremonies from the University Union Plaza starting pretty soon. Stay tuned all day for more Pauly Royal news on your Pauly Royal radio station.
KCPR, San Luis Obispo.
And as promised, we're going to go right now down to Dave Curley and Paula Chambers, who are standing right by the University Union Plaza, where all the festivities are going on, and take it away, Dave.
Well, thank you very much, Captain. We are in the University Union Plaza of Cal Poly's campus. I'm here with Paula Chambers, and beautiful day out here. We'd like to welcome everybody to the 46th Annual Pauly Royal here in Cal Poly, and beautiful day, isn't it, Paula?
Oh, it's just absolutely gorgeous. Things are really getting underway up here. Weather situation's looking brighter all the time.
We were a little bit worried about the weather last Wednesday.
Yeah, we recently heard that there was about a 30% chance of rain, but this morning they say there's a slight chance and it shouldn't be any rain tomorrow either. Maybe some morning fog that should burn off, but they hope it'll be a really, really nice weekend.
And it's about, 70 degrees out here today. It's just a beautiful day. Got a lot of people out ready for the opening ceremonies. And we did a few things beforehand. There's going to be a couple problems here with Pauly Royal. With an audience of people who come to Cal Poly campus for Pauly Royal, there's a major parking problem, of course. And we talked to the campus security chief, Leroy Whitmer, and we asked him, what are the best ways for someone to come into Cal Poly? Where's the best place to park?
We will not issue tickets or tow unless it's absolutely necessary. We realistically don't have the manpower to issue a citation to everybody that's parked illegally. But if they park in front of hydrants or block other vehicles in or obstruct roadways, we really won't have much choice.
We also asked about some tips for people coming into Cal Poly campus.
For people who want to get near the rodeo arena, the best way would be to come in off Highway 1 onto Highland. There'll be a lot of parking off California by the BA&E building and across from the president's residence. And people coming in on Grand Avenue will have to pass by the G1 parking lot across from Yosemite and Sierra Madre, or be funneled behind the dormitories, the mountain dorms, and then down near our office. I would strongly recommend that people double check their vehicles before they leave. Make sure that they lock them securely, and that if they leave clothing or stereos or anything like that out, tapes, put them in the trunk or cover them up or conceal them some way. Whatever, don't leave things of value laying out in plain sight, and make sure they lock their cars securely.
That's Chief Leroy Woodrow from Cal Poly. A lot of exciting events going on this
morning. Yeah, Dave, there are exhibits of the 52 inspectional departments at Poly. We'll be open at 10 this morning until 5 this evening, and from 9 in the morning tomorrow until 5 in the evening. So in order to experience the Learn by Doing motto of Cal Poly, you're going to have to visit all those displays yourself and the projects throughout the campus. One of the major attractions to the Poly Royal has been the Poly Royal Rodeo. And the action begins there at 7 o'clock this evening in the Colette Arena, I believe it is. And there'll be one performance this evening and another tomorrow at 2 in the afternoon. Tickets are $5, $3.50, $3, and $2.
Another traditional feature on Poly Royal is the Circle K Pancake and Breakfast on Saturday. As our symphonic band plays in the background. That pancake breakfast begins at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, and that'll go all the way through until 11 o'clock, and it's located near the Cal Poly Theater on Grand Avenue. For pancakes, sausages, orange juice, and coffee or milk, the cost is just $2.25. A lot of good things.
Oh, yeah.
Another food specialty is a Western-style barbecue in Poly Grove from 11 in the morning until 5 in the evening. And for all you can eat, the price is just $3.75. We have a definite problem this year at Cal Poly. President Kennedy is not going to be here at the opening ceremonies. He's in the hospital. Poly, you have some information on President Kennedy, don't you?
No, Dave, I don't. You've got it with you, I think. But he's been in the hospital since last Wednesday evening. Went in for a leg ailment. Lepidus, I believe it was.
Yeah, Kennedy was admitted to Sierra Vista Hospital on April 19th, and we're about ready to begin with the national anthem, the opening ceremonies. Symphonic Band, the National Anthem, and the presentation of the colors was done by Cal Poly's Military Science Department, our ROTC unit. And now Bill Fredrickson, the chairman of opening ceremonies, the President's Luncheon and Special Events, is about to give the welcome to everybody to the 46th Annual Poly Royal.
As a matter of interest, the ROTC has a display down in the Health Center parking lot.
And now Bill Fredrickson.
Welcome to Cal Poly, and we're going to have the opening ceremonies for our 46th annual Poly Royal. I'll tell you, you know, I woke up this morning and I said to myself, Bill, you know, you're a very lucky guy. And I said to myself, why are you a lucky guy? He says, well, there's three reasons. The first reason is that all week long we were worrying about the rain. I mean, but look at this beautiful weather. I mean, we're really glad. Really glad you all could come up here and get a chance to see our town and our school and all, and see the hills and all. We're really glad you could come up here. The second reason is that I get to be the master of some ceremonies and be the first one to officially welcome you to Poly Royal. So without further ado, my name is Bill Fredrickson, and I'd like to officially welcome you. But the third reason that I felt I was a very lucky person this morning, because I get to introduce the first of many very lovely girls up here this morning. And the first girl, she was the Poly Royal Queen last year, 1977. She's an ornamental horticulture major from San Bernardino, and her name is Lynn Newcomb, and she's going to make the first presentation.
Lynn will be presenting the Poly Royal Portrait, the Queen's Portrait to this year's Queen.
It's a pleasure to introduce someone who is very excited about this year's Poly Royal. She's from the Sacramento area. Her major is home economics, and she's a junior. She's the 1978 Poly Royal Queen, Charlotte Brecky. The Poly Royal Executive Board, I'd like to present Charlotte with this portrait that'll go on display in the University Union.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming. I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce the rest of the girls that are with us today as the Poly Royal Princesses. The first one is Heather Highfield. Wanna come stand up, Heather? She's a physical education major. The second one is Jacqueline Acosta. She is a math major. And the third one is Angie Pugh, and she's a PE major also. And also the runner-up is Shannon Lewicki, and she's a physical education major. Thank you so much for coming. I'd like to take this time to introduce the superintendent of the Poly Royal Board, Phil Martin.
Thank you. On behalf of the Poly Royal Executive Board, I'd like to welcome everyone to the 46th Annual Poly Royal. This is when we get to see the results of 6 months of planning and work, and we hope you enjoy yourselves. We have representatives here today I'd like to point out from Poly View, and that's Poly Pomona's equivalent of Poly Royal, and they're right up there in the yellow shirts. I'd just like to welcome you again and enjoy yourselves and take a look at the best school in the Cal State University system. Now I'd like to introduce Associated Students President Paul Curtis.
Hi, the 46th Annual Poly Royal has finally arrived. It's amazing to me the excitement and energy that this event annually generates. As I walked through the campus this morning, I could really sense it in the students as they hurriedly rushed to finish their projects and their booths. I've sensed it in these officials behind me, and now I can sense it in you out there. Poly Royal is our piece of the action. Annually, in fact for the last 28 years, a group of students on this campus, in conjunction with our sister campus, Cal Poly Pomona, have designed, constructed, decorated, and displayed a float in the annual Rose Parade float. During those 28 years, they have won 13 major awards and 15 divisional prizes. This is a record of achievement that is unsurpassed and something we can certainly be proud of. And it's with extreme pleasure that I now present a divisional award for the 1977 Rose Parade Float to Keith Ween, the chairman of the 78 Rose Float Committee. This award is for first prize in
That's Charlotte Brecky, this year's Poly Royal Queen. Well, events are about ready to get going, and it's going to be a very nice Poly Royal. And we thought we'd introduce our new Dean of Students, who took over for Dr. Chandler just a little under a month ago, and his name is Dr. Russell Brown.
Yes, Dave, Dr. Brown became Dean of Students April 1st of this year, and he comes from the University of North Dakota at Grand Fork. He was Vice President of Student Affairs for 6 years there. A little bit of background about him. He got his bachelor's degree in psychology from Whitworth College in Washington and his master's degree in education, psychology, and measurement from the University of Nebraska. He was, for 2 years, he was dean for student development and associate professor of educational philosophy at the University of Nebraska. That was about 6 years after he graduated. He was recommended for the job by a committee composed of staff, students, and faculty after a nationwide search involving a field of more than 100 candidates. And we're sure he's going to do a good job, and we welcome him to Cal Poly.
Well, that's about going to do it from up here at the Poly Royal opening ceremonies for the 46th annual Poly Royal. I'm Dave Curley along with Paula Chambers, and we'd like to thank our engineers, Paul Newland and Chuck Schwino, for helping us out. And now let's go back to our Poly Royal radio stations for more Poly Royal news.
KCPR.
From 1.8 watts to 2,000 watts of power in 10 years, for you, the listener, KCPR, San Luis Obispo.
CPR, we've got some visitors here in the studios, and what's your names, girls?
Peggy Sanchez
and Helen Jimenez.
Okay, and you want to hear an instant request here at KCPR. What song is it?
Always and Forever.
And what's your favorite radio station?
KCPR.
Always and forever, each moment with you. It's just like a dream to me that somehow came true.
Forever and a day, ever and a day.
An instant request. We'll have plenty more of them before the day's out. This is the captain on KCPR Poly Royal Friday. A lot of people in here taking a look at the KCPR studios. Hope you can too. Located in Graphic Arts Room 201 on the Cal Poly campus, we've got Fleetwood Mac with Rumors, Album, and Dreams. Another KCPR instant request.
My name is Donna Lee, and I'd like to hear I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles.